101.9 and 1490 Iron Country. Big Red with you. It's the Big Red in the Morning Show. And that was Royal Family from Jarrett Ray Reddick. And, man, I dig that song. And I tell you what, we are fortunate enough to have him on the phone with us this morning. Welcome to Iron Country, Jarrett.
It's good to be here. How's it going?
It's going well. Are you surviving? You got it. You're down in Texas. It's got to be hotter than it is here. But are you surviving the heat down there?
It is pretty brutal, but you know, I've lived here my entire life, and so I don't guess you would say you're used to it, but you sort of learn to get through it. But yeah, it's pretty darn hot.
Yeah, up here we're getting to the triple digits with the humidity today, so we're not real happy about it. But we'll get by. Yeah. We will. Hey, I want to tell you this song, Royal Family, really struck a chord with me. The first time I heard it, and there's a great story behind it. You want to share that with my Iron Country family this morning?
I sure do. Yeah. And thank you for saying that. You know, I think one of the cool things about this song is it's autobiographical for me, but I feel like more and more people are just coming up and telling me that they're able to relate to this and not specifically, but you know, in my own story is that my, I was found by my biological sisters, about 6 years ago. And now I have these three older sisters that I never knew I had. And I never met their dad, who is my biological father. So, you know, that sort of started this whole deal of reflection of like, oh my gosh, and we met, we just really hit it off. We were just connected right away. And it's just crazy how that nature nurture thing works. To add to the story, most recently, we found another brother. He actually found us, again, a different mom. And so now I've got this little brother who was great. But it's just, the song is really about how, you know, you can get out there and do Ancestry of 23andMe and you can find all these people that have the same blood as you, but it's not necessarily, that's not necessarily your family. You know, it's the people that you hold close. The people that that build you up, the people that are your biggest fans, those are the people that I call my family, and just as much as those people that are related to me. And so that's pretty much kind of sums up what the song's talking about.
Well, I was telling you off the air before we went on, your last two singles, one of the good ones, which I just love, and Drunk as It Takes, fantastic songs. Are you digging this red dirt Texas kind of country thing?
Man, I'm loving it. I'm loving every minute of it. You know, I grew up listening to country. You know, when you're a kid, you listen to whatever your parents listen to. And I remember being in the back seat of the car and hearing Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, and Coward of the County, and just having the pictures of those in my head. And the same with Willie and Waylon. But you know, Kenny and Dolly Parton and the Eagles, they would just paint these pictures for you. And that's how I learned to write lyrics is, you know, in my mind, that's always what I wanted to do, was tell stories. And so when you listen to Bowling for Soup, you'll sort of notice that those songs are stories. And even though it's not necessarily country, it's punk rock that, you know, that basically started out as country songs. So I've always wanted to just do a country record. And, quite frankly, I knew I'd be able to do the record, but I really wasn't sure how the red dirt scene would accept me. It's pretty tight knit down here in mm-hmm. the South. And, but man, I got to tell you, it's been awesome. You know, it's been a lot of people who were already Bowling for Soup fans or people who were just hearing of me for the first time. Everybody's been very gracious. The bands, the venues, the press, the radio, just the overall, you know, industry has been great. And man, I'm having a ball. I'm absolutely loving it.
Well, you know, speaking of Bowling for Soup, I was talking to you off the air about that. I've like loved that band for a long time. Now, you guys are going to celebrate 30 years next year, right?
Yeah. And yeah, 30 years. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and my question is, you got this great successful new country album, you got Bowling for Soup, when do you sleep, my man?
Well, you know, honestly, I don't have any hobbies. I don't play video games. I don't, you know, I don't whittle. I play golf about four times a year. This is what I do. This is what I love to do. And so if I'm not with my family, I'm in the studio creating something, or I'm on social media working that angle. I love making people smile, and I love, you know, and so I really, I would rather be making music than I would be doing pretty much anything else. And, so, you know, I do find time to get sleep, and, but I do spend most of my waking hours, hustling.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you, I know Bowling for Soup has been up here around the in the Wisconsin area. Any chances you're going to take this record and get up into the Midwest, maybe do some shows up here?
I think maybe after next year, that's the plan. As you said, next year is Bowling for Soup's 30th birthday. It's also the 20th anniversary of Hangover You Don't Deserve, which had three of our bigger hits on it, 1985 Almost and Ohio Come Back to Texas. So I'm going to pretty much have to spend next year, not have to, I'm excited about it. I'll be pretty much touring the world with Bowling for Soup, and celebrating those things. And in the middle of those things, I'll be doing shows down here, Texas, Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma. But then after next year, Bowling for Soup will have a bit of a break, and that'll afford me the chance, and I'll have some new music out by then and hopefully some momentum, and then I'll be able to get out of the state and start coming up there. And I'm also, you know, nudging my friends, Cody Canada and Casey Donahue and some of those guys to take me up there. So, you know, I know there's a market for me, and I'm anxious to get up there and play some songs.
That's awesome. Now I know this latest release has been out for almost a year. Are you already thinking about a second release?
Yeah, so I'm doing some stuff right now. I don't think I'm going to go the album route. I think I'm going to just do singles for a while I'm sort of, you know, out there super busy, as I said, next year. Just keeping it going. I've got some cool stuff in the works. Some stuff's already being recorded. New music coming before you know it.
All right. Well, can you tell my Iron Country listeners, where's the best place to A, get your music, and B, keep up with what's going on with you?
Well, you can obviously listen to my music right here. You can hear Royal Family on this amazing station. And thank you guys for that. I'm streaming everywhere. Obviously, any place you find music, you can get vinyl and CDs on my website, JarrettRayReddick.com, JarrettRayReddick, Jarrett Ray Reddick. I'm on all the social medias. You can just Google me, search me, whatever. And, you know, everything you need to know is right there.
All right. Well, we love what we've heard from this album so far and are waiting to hear some new music. And you're always welcome here on Iron Country. I'm going to play another one. If you want to give me kind of a little insight on this tune, because I love this from the first time I heard it, and that's one of the good ones.
And this song is just a tribute to a few people in my life who just put just goodness out into the world. They're people that you can always count on, people who are always keeping it positive, making every day brighter. And I had a few people in mind whenever I wrote this, but I also knew that this would be something that would get other people thinking about those people in their lives, you know, and maybe get them to shoot them a text and just tell them, hey, I just want you to know you're one of the good ones.
That's awesome. Well, Jarrett Ray Reddick, you always have a home here in the Illinois-Wisconsin state line area at Iron Country, and we'd love to have you back.
Oh, man, anytime. I'm sure that we'll talk soon. Thank you, Big Red.